This is Billy Real at BetWrestling.com, and this is the final pay-per-view for the WWE on the road to WrestleMania. We have WWE Fastlane, a pay-per-view that is demonstrating the power of the Raw brand. Tonight is a big night, which will shape up the final card on the Raw side of things. SmackDown is pretty much solid, with the exception of Randy Orton. Is it going to be a three-way? Is it going to be just Randy and Bray? We will find out soon. But when it comes to the Raw brand, tonight is the big night. Check this out, folks. If you guys are looking to make a couple dollars off of, at the lowest being a 50-cent bet, you can make some money. Hell, it could pay for your network subscription for the year. Without further ado, thanks to Five Dimes, this is Bet Wrestling's lines for Fastlane 2016. Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa, minus $215 versus the Brian Kendrick and Noam Dar at plus 165. The smart money, even though it's a low, low, low risk. Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa, minus 215. In one of the women's matches, Sasha Banks, plus 800. Versus Nia Jax, minus 1,700. Nia Jax, big-time favorite here. We will see what happens. Hey, I would risk it. Put some money on Sasha. See what happens. Sami Zayn, plus 775. Versus Samoa Joe, minus 1,625. This match should be the show stealer, as Sami Zayn and Samoa Joe are both known to be capable workers in there. And it looks like they're going to get some time to shine, knowing they won't get this type of spot at WrestleMania, especially Zayn. He's been on a roll lately, Zayn, with some really great matches with Jericho and brother Seth Rollins. And this should be no different against Samoa Joe. The odds heavily favored in Samoa Joe's corner as far as the victory. However, if you're just a fan of wrestling, and you're a fan of these guys coming up in the indies, it should be great to watch the progression. Roman Reigns, plus 600, versus Braun Strowman, minus 1,200. Undertaker has odds of minus 200 to show up at ringside. Wow, what do you say here? Braun Strowman has got the better of Roman Reigns on the last few Raws, and he is the favorite to win here. Either way, I think this will be a good match, a battle of the big men, the biggest men on the roster besides Big Show. And these two guys are going to be heavily pushed. Obviously, Roman Reigns has been pushed, but Braun Strowman is just getting his just due. And this should be a very interesting match. I mean, people forget, Undertaker and Roman Reigns are scheduled to go against each other at WrestleMania. I think that's why the odds are so favored in Braun Strowman, but we'll see. With an Undertaker run-in or some kind of interference, I could see that's how Roman Reigns loses. But you never know. With rumors of Vince McMahon changing the finishes tonight just to eliminate those cheaters who look at the booking sheet and put money on it and make their friends put money on us overseas and at BetWrestling.com because they're marks for us. It'll be interesting. And in the Cruiserweight Championship match, you got Neville and Jack Gallagher. You got Neville at minus 615, Jack Gallagher at plus 405. This should be a great match. Like I said, with the Sami Zayn Samoa Joe match, I think Neville and Gallagher have quite the opportunity to steal a show, as does Zayn and Joe. We will see. I wish there was odds of like who can get a better star ranking. But maybe in the future, who knows? The prop bets shall come on betwrestling.com. You just stay tuned. WWE Raw Tag Team Championship, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, formerly of the Bullet Club, known as The Club, will go up against Enzo Amore and Big Cass. Gallows Anderson minus 560, Cass Amore plus 370. I wouldn't be surprised if we had a title change here. However, they might wait for Mania to do it. Either way, I'm not a fan of Enzo and Cass as a team. I like Enzo's act. I like Cass's singles. I wish they would have Enzo manage Cass. But, you know, I'm sure there's a decade ahead to do that. I like Gallows and Anderson here. They're clear favorites. We have the WWE Raw Women's Championship. This is interesting, folks. Bayley the champion at plus 120 versus Charlotte Flair minus 160. Understand this, folks. Charlotte Flair undefeated on pay-per-views. Now, I highly doubt they're going to break this streak at Fastlane. It's not a throwaway pay-per-view, but it's a Road to WrestleMania pay-per-view. I could seriously see Charlotte Flair losing the streak at Mania, not necessarily at Fastlane. My pick at the minus 160 clip, Charlotte Flair. WWE Universal Championship, Kevin Owens, the champion, in the main event, going up against Goldberg. Goldberg minus 2,000, Goldberg. Wow. Heavy favorite in Goldberg. However, they did a little shadowing at Raw where Lesnar said he's not too happy about Goldberg and Owens and that he would get involved somehow. So who knows in this? Everybody expects Goldberg to win the belt tonight. I don't know. I am torn. Because, you know, Owens and Jericho are going to have this match at Mania. We know that. We've known it for a while. So what kind of interference do we have here tonight? Does Jericho interfere? Does Brock interfere? Does this belt stay on Kevin Owens? Does it go to Goldberg? Does Goldberg and Lesnar really need the belt to be the main event at Mania? I don't think so, man. I don't. But Vince McMahon might throw all the chips on the Goldberg-Lesnar match. Have it for all the marbles. I'm not really sure. Billy Real isn't really sure. But we'll see tonight whether or not Jericho interferes, whether or not Lesnar interferes. Lesnar is interfering. It's just a matter of, is he interfering in the Goldberg match? Is he interfering in the other match that I had mentioned earlier? We'll see, man. You know, but this, I mean, if anything, it should be a great pay-per-view. You know, Y2J, you know, he's slated to appear at ringside. We'll see. I mean, you know, is Brock going to face Kevin Owens? I mean, there's rumors abound that this is going to happen. One of my producers just handed me a cue card that is in, like, fucking broken English. I don't understand what he's trying to say. It doesn't matter. We're going to have a great pay-per-view tonight, folks, regardless of the odds, regardless of the finishes. But let me just reiterate that you could make money betting on wrestling, folks. Why not? You guys are going to watch it anyway. You might as well invest. Invest in the outcomes of the matches. It could still be real to you, damn it. As we know that if you bet on the NFL or the NBA or the NHL or spelunking, that you feel more inclined to root for the person that you bet it on. And let me tell you something. As someone who used to gamble really heavy, gotta make that money. Listen, man, I'm saying straight up, I'm going to enjoy the pay-per-view. I'm going to enjoy my picks. I'm going to give you guys a pick. A free pick tonight. And that is Brian Kendrick and Noam Dar to win the tag team match. You can thank me for that free play. So this is Billy Real at BetWrestling.com saying enjoy the matches and win some money for your honey, cause WrestleMania come a-callin' next month in Orlando. Stay tuned, folks. It's gonna be a barn burner.